Even the case where the guy doesn't know the Jew, if he said clearly that the guy is doing, he's doing for Israel, or even if he doesn't say anything, but we see from his actions he's doing for Israel, the guy should look near the base of Aisha Israel boy, and a bit of candle and a house that belongs to a Jew. And the guy went. If he lit it and he wants to read something, he lit it for himself. But if he lit it for Israel, then it's also, since the malach was done for the Israel. If the guy lit the candle and used it for his personal use, then he could say that he's doing it for himself, and they will be permitted for the Jew to use it afterwards. Yud Gimel, we get any Yud, the Hechel of Amos Israel, and so on, was begot of Nefishra. If a guy picked animal fodder and fed it to a Jewish owned animal, so the owner does not have to protest, even though he sees that the guy is doing something for his behemoth. And since he's not doing based on the command of the Israel, the Atma, one does not have to protest. Why? Because we say that the stomach, he's doing it because he wants to have some gain out of it, and he's helping the Israel. You see, a similar idea. A guy comes to put out a fire in a Jewish home, you don't have to stop it. But in the case where the Yisrael himself has personal pleasure from it, then he does have to stop the guy from doing the halacha. He's turning on the light in the Jewish person's house. Also, if the Jew tells the guy to feed his animal, that is also awesome. There's a chiddush here, because for the Jew initially to tell the guy to pick and feed his animal, that's definitely awesome. Or in a case where the guy picked for himself, and now the Jew tells the guy, you feed my animal from that food. Even so, the Mishnah said it's also. But told that case, was initially picked for a Jew, so the Jew didn't tell him to do it. After the Jew tells him to feed what he picked. So that continuation was done for the Israel. The guy picked for himself, and then afterwards the Jew says some picked items there, and he has to go to feed the animal, that'll be alright. So if you doubt it, also in Yehuda Shabbos, Oron or Kevali Asma, a guy made a coffin for himself, or dug a grave, what did Israel call a boy? Because it was done for the guy. Here we're very machmir. We say that a grave was dug by a goy for Yisrael on Shabbos, and even though normally we say that Kadesh Yas is enough, it's enough to wait the amount of time to dig it after Shabbos. Here something's the public, something in the land and in the ground itself is making a kever, and therefore anything that is defaheshia, if it was done on Shabbos, is also lomis, it's also forever. Moshe Feinstein held that if one of the son is a company that was Machal Shabbos that printed in Sidurim, it should not be used. It's not something that is pleasant to be used for the Sidurim. And also, it's something to learn from. You shouldn't learn from it. The mice, as far as something was under Fahesi for Yisrael, if it's not a Kavura, then it's the Gosh of the Taz holds that the only time that Ramapa was by the case of the Kavura was a Genai. It's something not respectable for a Jew to be killed in a care that was made for him on Shabbos. But other malachas, since you don't have to tell them to G'nai, even if it was known it was done for Yisrael on Shabbos, you can use it after the time of the Shiyasa. With this help, like in all kind of factories in Jewish areas, and you may be making for Jews, saying that non-from Jews have a status as a goy in respect to this. So things made in their factories for Jews will be also always, if only for this fact, that this halacha is currently also known by Kevin. I believe with Sina Mutter, the cover by the Shiasa. If it was dug in a discreet fashion, nobody noticed that it was dug on Shabbos, then you can't use it after Shabbos, the amount of time it takes to dig a grave after that point of time, you can use it. But if you for Hesi, and we also El Loisi, Shoshan Azim Shvila, and you saw the Acha Mutter, the Shiasa, the Shiasa. As is another case, even if it's known that it's going dug it for one Jew, that Jew should never use it, then another Jew can use it. But you have to wait until the Shiro of the Day Shiyasa, not the time it takes to do this malacha. Even a person transgresses the halacha and asks the goy to make something for him on Shabbos, he's only not allowed to use it on Shabbos and that amount of time to do it after Shabbos. And later than that, you can't use it.